What up, what up? It's your man Blackavelli coming at you with season number 4. Yep, season number 4 coming right off the rip. It's hot. We just finished up season 3 with 100 episodes. Yep, it went legendary, man. We hit, I think our highest, we hit 35,000 listeners at one show. Phenomenal, man. It was phenomenal. So we thank you for your support. Let me tell you about season 4. Little different flavor. We going straight down the middle. This season's called Full Throttle for a reason. We ain't taking no prisoners. Like I said, by now, it's been 3 seasons. You know how I get down. This is your man, Blackavelli. Black man over 50, straight down the pipe. We take no prisoners. Full throttle. Season number 4. Get ready. Show number 48. Can you believe it? Man, just one, well, two more shows left, and season 4 is a wrap. I just can't believe how fast we knocked out 50 shows. 3 more shows, man. I mean, it has just been phenomenal. I mean, we went in season 4. I mean, some of the topics, you just look back on the season, it was raw. And so we just appreciate you guys hanging in there with us, you know. We love the fact that our listener base has leveled out. You know, we got kind of excited when the COVID was going because we just went through the roof. But, you know, that was quarantine time and it was expected. But even though you guys is back out working and you back out in the game, we still got our loyal listeners. And so we just want to tell you guys we appreciate you and even the ones that pop in and pop out. You know, we couldn't do it without you guys. And so some of the new commercials are going to be hot. They come in soon for season number 5. So like I said, be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. All new shows, all new flavor. You know how I get down. It's going to be something different. Just like I said, sit back and get ready. Tonight's show, again, tonight's show will be like no other. Be like no other. It's a classic. This is one that will be a classic. You know what I'm saying? Do you notice, and I just want to ask you, you know, if you notice something right quick, just right off the rip, do you notice when people get money, you know, when they in the game, you know, when life is good, when they're in a good headspace, you know, when their spirit is clean, you know, there's just no time to talk shit. You know, there's no time to be negative, there's no time to complain, everything is good. Have you ever noticed that? Well, tonight's show is the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Because broke people talk the most shit. And so, like I said, your man Black, we gonna talk about it. I mean, because it has just been out of control lately. Like I said, everybody's pissed. Everybody's going in. And most of the people that's going in without any type of, you know what I'm saying? They have no research. They have nothing to back their claims up. Most of the people that's going in is the people that ain't got no job. They got nowhere to go. They got too much time on their hands. They sitting back broke and pissed. And so that's tonight's show. Broke people talk the most shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just talking to some of the fam. Like I said, some of the fam back home, and I had to clap back. I just had to clap back and go, are you serious? You know what I mean? I mean, I know shit is crazy in the jungle. I know it's crazy out there, but everything and everybody, you know what I'm saying, that don't agree with you is not your freaking enemy. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody ain't gotta be on the same page, be beating the same drum, you know what I'm saying, to be making some noise, you know what I'm saying, making music. It's turned up, you know what I'm saying? It's turned all the way up these days. It's crazy. You know, and I noticed, and I mean, I know, you know what I'm saying, I come straight down the pipe most of the time. You know, I come straight down the pipe, and so people have to be able to deal with it. But most of the people pissed. You know, most of the people that's pissed off and complaining, like I said, they ain't got no money. They ain't got no money, they ain't got no business, aka no hustle. They ain't got nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? So they just at home cheating into all this negative narrative, and it's just causing them to go sideways. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, people at home, they on the porch, they on their social media or anywhere, just in their feelings, you know what I'm saying, just spitting out pure hatred on everything they see. And so like I said, tonight's show, we gonna just, like I said, we gonna get into it. And so the cure for this problem is people need some business. You know what I'm saying? You just need to get your ass a job. You need to get in the game. You need to open you up a business. You know what I'm saying? You need to get away from that couch potato circle that you get around. You know what I'm saying? That's just feeding you this craziness. People need something to be a part of. You know what I'm saying? People now are not connected to anything except for the internet. You know, we used to call it too much time on your hands. You know, remember back in the day when your parents used to say, you know, you're getting in trouble because you got too much time on your hands. Well, they're preying on that now. You know, like I say, this social media and these internet news stations, they preying on the fact that you're sitting on your ass. That's the only way you can watch 12 hours of it. And if you're sitting on your ass, and then it's called brainwashing. They just keep pumping you over and over with the same shit, and it just finally, at some point, you start believing it. Next thing you know, you tweeting it, you texting it out to your people, and it becomes the goddamn gospel. You know, it becomes a real deal. People act like nothing positive is going on in the world. Like we are in a, like we are in a full shit show, like a full on shit show. This ain't even got no commercials. That is simply not the case, man. It is a lot of positive people and a lot of positive shit that's going on in the world. It just unfortunately ain't getting no press because we prefer to read the nonsense. You know, we prefer to watch the nonsense, and people gotta get paid. So if you ain't gonna pay to see the good stuff, then they ain't finna put it out there. You know what I'm saying? And so when was the last time people called you with good news? When was the last time somebody called you actually with some good news? And if it was recent, God bless you. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's quite often. It ain't as far in between as the people that call with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'll wait. You know what I mean? Do you get calls when people receive money for a change? You know, anybody call you and say, I just got some money. Do you need some? You know what I'm saying? Do you know I'm just getting paid more now than I was a month ago and my bills ain't changed, so therefore I have extra money. Do you need some? Do you get them calls? Or do you only get calls when people's shit is on negative? You know what I mean? When it's out of control, that's when they're going through the phone book, going through their phone trying to find who to call. People don't go through the phone or the phone book to try to find who to call to give something to. That is just ironic. And how many positive news articles do you see versus the mayhem and destruction? You know what I'm saying? This is by design, people. If you just look at your average newscast, it is as if they have been told, do not go find nothing positive, only bring back the drama. Because you cannot tell me in a world with $3.5 trillion of pop is getting put on the streets, ain't nobody doing nothing positive. You can't tell me between two presidents, 6 years, and all the money that done hit the ground, ain't nothing been done positive. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so we got to really check ourselves. You know, we agree that everything is just chaotic right now, because it's not. You know what I mean, there's a lot of drama going on, don't get me wrong. It is a lot of madness going on, but for the most part, you do have some positive things that's going on out there in the world. When you're getting money and you're reaching your goals, you don't have time to talk about people. Again, if you notice, the ones who talk and complain the most are broke financially, emotionally, psychologically, or all three put together. You know what I'm saying? And most of them are followers, not leaders. You know what I'm saying? Because most leaders, you know, they shake it off. Like I said, you have a bad minute, a bad moment, a bad period. You know what I'm saying? You get it off your chest, you get in and out your feelings, and you keep it moving because you got people that depend on you. But these followers out here, these ones that just spread the garbage, this Miracle Whip people. That's what I call them. Mr. Miracle Whip, shut your mouth. Because you just spread nonsense. Really? You know what I'm saying? If you broke and you don't want to take advantage of what's going on out, you know, what opportunities is going on out there, then that's just called being stupid. You feel me? If you have children and you don't have a better excuse or a better reason than what people are doing out there, then you know what? You're putting everybody at risk. And if you don't believe it, then come up with something better. But you can't just not have any type of solution to any problem. And then bam, you know what I'm saying? You get sick, somebody else gets sick, and then you want other people to now join in and pay for the fact that you're sick when you could have prevented it. You know what I'm saying? And so again, you know, most of the people that are following nonsense, wake up. Like I said, if it's valid, if you can find something to defend it that's not in something that has not been fact-checked, that's not in something that is twisted, then by all means, you know, do you. But don't lead your family down a blind, endless road. You know what I'm saying? So in conclusion, like I said, this was just a little quickie. I just wanted to come holler at you because, you know, it's getting ridiculous. You know, you got all these people just spewing nonsense from their lips. And then when you look up, these people ain't got no money. The only ones that's got money that's talking crazy is the ones in the government. You know what I mean? They isolated. They've been talking crazy. This ain't nothing new. Now, all of a sudden, just people got too much time on their hands and they listening. But everybody else, from your athletes, your ball players, you know, your businessmen, they didn't kept it moving, dude. Ain't nobody on that same channel no more. People is doing what they do, other than these knuckleheads who are spewing out this garbage. So, in conclusion, it is what it is. You know, like I said, it is what it is. But you can remove yourself from the negative stuff. You know, anytime you want, you can remove yourself. You know what I'm saying? It takes two to communicate with these people. You have to just walk away. But yeah, when people are just spewing negative with no positive, or they just saying stuff like all of a sudden they just graduated, you know, from the middle, they just served 2 years in Congress. So now they spewing out to you the political patterns. You know what I'm saying? These people ain't known shit about politics, never in the history. But all of a sudden now, they are scholars. When these people come at you with no solutions, again, opinions, we need it. Everybody got one, but we also need some solutions, no matter what side you're on. These people that just come up with problems on top of problems on top of problems, you got to walk away from their ass. Remember, you can't save the world, and they will drain your energy if you let them. These people that keep pulling you like a rubber band, telling you to believe in something that's nonsense, and if it was the truth, then 20 years ago, people would have had to deal with it. All this ain't just start yesterday, you know what I'm saying? People only say negative, stupid, stupid, stupid stuff to get a reaction out of you. It is the oldest trick in the book. Give them a reaction and then walk away. You know what I'm saying? Let them know by your actions. You are too busy for the bullcrap. Again, this is your man, Blackabelly, coming at you with another Black Man Over 50 Blackout.
boys here, bitch.
Man, that show was hot. It was on fire. Season number 4. I told you it was going to be off the chain. Let your boy know in the comments what you think. Keep the support coming. You know how we get down. Season number 4. Black Man Over 50. Blackavelli out.
DJ, give me some.
What's going on out there? It's your man Blackavelli coming with the inside commercial. Man, it's been 3 seasons and we never did it like this, but now we gotta let you know what's going on behind the scenes. Black Man Over 50 podcast is now on WKRN radio coming out of Highland Park, Michigan, as well as New York. We are also in the merch game heavy. Check us out in the description, in the links. We are in Gearbubble. We're in Etsy. We are over the place. We got digital art. We got NFTs. Dude, we got shirts, shoes, hats, glasses. Dude, Noble Media. We got boxes. Man, I'm telling you, check us out on the merch tip. Blackavelli goes deep. Also, check us out on the internet radio. DJ, like I say, we in Detroit, the stomping grounds. Over in Highland Park, for those of you from Michigan and know what time it is. We also in the NYC, for those of you who know I got in my feelings about D, the DMX pass, that's because we are NYC homegrown. And so, like I said, check us out. This is the Black Man Over 50 commercial. We don't do it like this much often, but season number 4, get ready. Hey, forgot to tell you, dude, we just dropped some novels. Yep, your boy got books out. For those of you who ain't already down with Pepper and Antonio, man, that series went ham. For those of you who didn't read Birdie Wordy, for those of you don't know about Birdie Lagos, Detroit homegrown, again, you got to check it out. But we just dropped the Black Fits. You heard of the Misfits. Well, you got to read about the Black Fits because they went ham. And so that book is dropping. Right now it's on Barnes & Noble. Check out the link in the description. Blackout.
DJ, give me some.
A-G.
What up, fam? It's your man Blackavelli coming at you. Man, you ain't gonna believe it. We here. Oh my God. But we have season 5. I can't believe season 4 is over. Man, we dropped 50 big ones and came and went like a hurricane. Man, we want to thank you guys for your support. Much love. But season 5, here we go. Going into 2022, we about to flip the script. Let me tell you how it's going down in season 5. It's all about keeping it 100, as we always have from day one, but we going straight positive. You feel me? It is time. We need it. We pulling stories right from the news. We talking real life experiences. We looking at how we are coming together in these crazy, crazy times. Ain't nobody talking about it. I mean, no matter whether you're looking on your social media feed, whether you're looking on your local cable news network, it's like a sprinkle. You know what I'm saying? It's like a sprinkle. You may get a positive news story every now and then. Well, I'm here to tell you, the positive news is outweighing the negative news out there. They just ain't bringing it. You know what I'm saying? Despite the narrative, we are being forced to watch this on a one by one, minute by minute basis. You know, we being forced to watch all this negativity. Well, it ain't finna go down like that on Black Man Over 50. Like I said, this your man Black. We keeping it 100 as always on these shows. So give us your feedback. And remember to check us out on WKRN. We in three states now. Like I say, we in the NYC, we in Michigan, and we in Nevada. Check for the times at the end of this show. Peace. Blackout.